Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Crawfish season is finally here, and your number one crawfish supplier is ready now with two locations. The Landshark and the Velvet Ditch Seafood Daiquiri and Sports Bar, North Mississippi's largest crawfish supplier. The Velvet Ditch Seafood's delicious menu features prime filet, char-grilled oysters, crab legs, shrimp, lobster, catfish, and specialty cocktails and daiquiris. For Oxford's best seafood, choose the Landshark off Jackson Avenue behind Chick-fil-A and the Velvet Ditch Seafood Daiquiri and Sports Bar, University Avenue at South Lamar. Your number one crawfish supplier in North Mississippi.
I tell my kids, you do your part, I'll do mine. That's teamwork. It's the same thing I tell my clients. It's their job to get well. It's my job to get them the most money possible to do just that. I want you to get back to enjoying the life we all love here in North Mississippi. If you're hurt in a traffic accident, an 18-wheeler wreck, or have insurance trouble, call 601-720-3541. That's my cell. If you call, I'll answer.
Make your first call to the Hearn Law Firm.
This is Caden Prescorn.
This is JJ Pete Gies.
Hey everybody, this is Jackson, our Ole Miss quarterback. You're listening to the Red and Blue Crew with Dave and Brad.
Welcome to the Red and Blue Crew podcast, the source for all Ole Miss sports news, rumors, and innuendo. Are you ready? From the Inside the Rebels studios, let's get ready to rumble. Now here are your hosts, David Johnson and Brad Logan.
Coach in the SEC, wanted to introduce y'all, and we'll get started talking some football if that's something y'all want to talk about.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Brad, Coach and I talked a lot Friday when I was driving back from Birmingham, Atlanta. What were your main takeaways other than Lane Kiffin? I've always liked Lane Kiffin. Even my Tennessee friends won't let go of the 1 year in Knoxville, but – he's not that I'm an expert on maturity or anything, but he's really grown to love Oxford. I go down there 3 or 4 times a month, it seems. I'm down there for something. It's a special place. Talk about that relationship and how that's transcended into a winning culture. Three of the four top 12 finishes in the last 55 years have happened under Kiffin.
Yeah, what you've seen at Ole Miss has been a resurgence like they've never had before. You have to go back to the early 1960s before you can see the type of success that Ole Miss is having right now, and it's, of course, under head coach Lane Kiffin. You know, what I found interesting was the opening statement that Lane made, and it was basically 5 to 10 minutes about how much Oxford has meant to him and his family. It wasn't about the offensive line. It wasn't about last year's game against Florida. It wasn't about why Georgia should be ranked ahead of Texas. or anything about the SEC. It was simply about what Oxford has meant to him, what Oxford means to his family, having his family in Oxford. You know, this is he's been there much longer than many people thought, and that's me included. But what he's done at Ole Miss is completely brought back a program that has been hasn't been here since Coach Johnny Vaught, and like I said, in the late 1950s, early 1960s, winning multiple 10 games a couple years in a row. And it's just been interesting to watch, to see how he's been at the forefront of the transfer portal, the way he's been able to recruit the portal, and then the way he recruits in high school, where it really doesn't crank up until the season starts. Ole Miss fans have learned not to panic when you look, although Ole Miss is ranked, you know, in the 20s, the late 20s now, in many different services. They learn not to look at the rankings now, and they learn that most of the recruiting is going to come down the road. At the end of the day, I think for Ole Miss, they've been the benefit of the schedule laid before them the last couple of years. And this year, the schedule is much, once again, it's in the favor of Ole Miss when you look at home games versus away games. You look at the non-conference games. So I think to answer your question, I thought it was interesting that he opened his statement at SEC Media Day by being very humble, something we haven't seen in the past. We'll get to the dig to Hugh Freeze in a minute. But I thought he was very humble and very appreciative of what Oxford's done for him. And he has grown in more ways than one. Talking about the passing of his dad and then the passing of his mom not long ago, I think that's definitely played a part in all this as well.
Coach, you know, hearing that, he did. He lost his mom and dad in the last year. The way he's doing it, the portal, high school and all, did you think it would work?
Well, you know, sometimes you don't know until it's already done. And like Florida State, they had a great year 2 years ago using the portal. Then all of a sudden last year it blew up on them. We all know one of the most critical things is trying to gel a football team with all these new faces coming in and out. Yeah. And so far he's done a masterful job. I think the fact that he's been in the NFL before, got some guys on his staff that have too. I'm very close to a guy on his staff, Joe Judge, who used to coach for Coach Saban, then went up and was, of course, with Belichick up at New England, and then he got the New York Giants job. And Joe's got a wealth of experience on college and pro level. He initially did a lot of the front office work, if you will, when they started trying to figure out these NILs and portals and all this thing about how you're going to spread the money. And Joe kind of had an insight on it, and of course Lando's too. But it helped him a lot. And I talked to Joe one time about it, and he just said he felt like he was almost a general manager. Now everybody's hiring general managers. Yeah. But Lane's done an unbelievable job over there. I do think sometimes people don't realize how much more powerful Ole Miss is than Mississippi State, financially and politically. And I've been at the other school, and it is tough. Also been at Southern Miss, and they own that state. The biggest problem Ole Miss has is just fighting off LSU and Alabama and those schools from coming in, trying to get those players. But he's done a great job, and to me, he's one of the best offensive coaches in the game.
Yeah. Brad, and along that line, Lane Kiffin's ability to go find quarterbacks. Let's talk about the quarterback room and Austin Simmons' development and how he's helping out the rest of the team. Everybody remembers the one series against – Georgia, but you're there every day.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of it started when people saw Matt Corral. And when Matt Corral transferred in under Luke, and then when he got hurt against Auburn, he came out with the ankle banged up, and it was almost like Ole Miss fans were like, that's my quarterback. And then we proceed to see what he does on the road against Tennessee, and of course, the following year he has a big year. And then Ole Miss goes to the portal and gets Jackson Dart, and that's when things really shot up. Now, Corral's still playing in the professional ranks now in the USFL, whatever it's called now. But, of course, Jackson Dart, you see what he's doing now, and it will be interesting to follow him as he goes to the New York Giants and plays quarterback. I think there's a familiarity there. You know, Lane talked about in the electronic media room when he talked about how – it's enjoyable to watch the quarterbacks evolve. And he talks about how when the parents come in for recruiting, and we, I think it was me or someone asked about social media, and then he basically said, hey, when they come in and we start talking to parents and we start talking to players, they say, yeah, it's kind of like we already know you because of the social media aspect about how open he is on social media, which, by the way, social media lane versus press conference lane is two different people. But I think having that familiarity there has helped in recruiting, specific quarterback recruiting. But I think just knowing how to pinpoint certain players, understanding who's in the portal, who may be in the portal, who they're going into high school recruiting, who they're looking at there. But having players, and Coach made mention of someone on the staff who is incredible, and that's Joe Judge. Having people like that on staff, Zach Arnett, who's moved on, was on staff, was terrific last year. Ole Miss has a number of players. And real quick, before I finish my statement there, I think Coach made a good point about general managers. I think we're seeing that all across the landscape of college football. Ole Miss, once again, was on the front end of that as well. And so one thing that Lane has been able to do is be two steps ahead. You know, when Kelvin Bolden headed off to LSU and then Ole Miss lost another staff member to the Atlanta Falcons, the hire's not been made, but you can be assured that Lane Kiffin has two steps ahead. He knows exactly the direction he wants to go. But I think to answer your question, to sum up that, about quarterbacks is just the evaluation process, not only with Lane, but with his staff, with people like Joe Judge. Yeah. And you're not really necessarily looking for a system quarterback, but you're definitely looking for someone that's going to run that Ole Miss type offense. You know, Charlie Weiss has done a great job overseeing that, but it's always been kind of Lane's offense. And being able to have the nice mixture of a running quarterback with a throwing quarterback. And we saw Jackson his junior year run a whole lot more than his senior year, and I think a lot of that was because of injury or trying not to get injured.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, you have those system somewhat quarterbacks, and they've done a really good job the last couple of years plug-and-placing.
Coach, talk about Pete Golding. Yeah.
Brad, this is we were talking about Lane on social media. He's a little bit of a troll, and what people don't understand, it's not a bad thing. It's just kind of like a persona, I think, that he likes to play around online, likes to have fun with it.
Yep.
It's not necessarily what the kind of person he is at a press conference is what you're saying, Brad, just to clarify.
Oh, yeah, it's not even close. Lane, much more closed off with us, and that's understandable. He's very guarded. He's very I think someone mentioned he's very Nick Saban-ish to the media. He talks to his players through the media. He knows exactly how to navigate the media. He knows exactly what not to say, more importantly than what to say.
Yeah.
But, yeah, social media, I think, is much more of who Lane is. We've seen a couple of interviews that he's done with non-local media with, in many ways, Theo Von, the comedian. He's done some the pivot with Ryan Clark. So he's done some interviews outside of the local media. We kind of got to see him personally a little bit. But, yeah, do not see Lane at all personally in press conferences for sure.
Rob, I tell you, when y'all talking about the quarterback thing, He does a great job of identifying and bringing in somebody who does fit his system. But as far as a quarterback developer, I think that's a strong suit.
Yeah.
My memory goes back. He was at Tennessee only 1 year. I was at South Carolina. It was probably of the 4 years, it was our third best defense. It wasn't real good. But he inherited a quarterback, and they were really good on offense. He didn't pick the guy. He had to coach the guy. The guy that really stands out in my mind was the year at Alabama when he took Blake Sims, who had not hardly played much quarterback at Alabama. And, I mean, I think coming into our Auburn game at the end of the year, he'd done something like seven games without an interception or whatever. But he's the best quarterback teacher, I think. I think that's his strength, if you want to know the truth.
Yeah, Brad, along the line you of the quarterbacks he's had so far, is Jackson Dart his best, in your opinion?
Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
I think the job that he's done with Jackson Dart right now is the best. I think it'll be interesting to see how Austin Simmons follows, because I think Austin Simmons is much more a moldable piece of clay than Dart was. And what I mean by that, I don't mean that Austin's going to be any better than Jackson. Yeah. I just believe he's raw. He may have a little different skill set. So it'll be interesting to see what Charlie, Joe Judge, Lane Kiffin does with Austin Simmons this year. How much he runs versus how much he throws. He's absolutely going to be a running threat, but are they going to want to try to protect him? You look at Ole Miss's offensive depth chart or their offensive quarterback room, and they went to the portal and got Trinidad Chambliss, a junior transfer. They've already got A.J. Maddox, who's been dealing with an injury. So the depth is not great at quarterback, but there is some depth there with Trinidad Chambliss. And I have been told that Chambliss looks so good in workouts that they might have some sort of a package for him. So I do think that Dart is the best I've seen, although Coach makes a great point about Blake Sims. I think as a head coach at Ole Miss, there's without question Jackson Dart has been good, but you'll have people that will fight you that Matt Corral, cemented his legacy with a couple of different particular games at Ole Miss. And I think that Tennessee game was one that will live forever. That's the golf ball game.
Yeah.
And so, but you look at what he did with Jackson Dart, who transferred in from Utah or BYU, wherever it was, USC, started out in the state of Utah.
Out west.
Yeah, he was good, man. He was really good. And he really made some decisions in the latter part of the year against Florida, and then obviously early on against Kentucky that, and then LSU. But I think he'll go down as one of the best ever wear the uniform. But it'll be interesting to see what Lane does with Austin Simmons going forward.
Yeah. And along the line of what Coach said, in 14, he took Blake Sims, who'd been a running back, quarterback, or back to a quarterback out of Gainesville, Georgia. But then he took Jacob Coker, who transferred back from Florida State, played at St. Paul's in Mobile. He won it with him. And in 16, he won it with a true freshman who came in January, Jalen Hurts. 3 years in a row, wins the SEC with a different quarterback. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and Coach, I'd love your thoughts on this. You talk about Lane as an offensive coach and as a quarterback coach. I'd love your thoughts on what you think he's done as an overall head coach with coordinators, Charlie Weiss Jr., and then, of course, Pete Golding, the defensive coordinator, who, as you well know, cut his teeth under Nick Saban.
Yeah, I think sometimes coaches like Lane or Coach Spurrier, some of the offensive guys that really know how to light it up on offense, and people think they don't care about defense, and it could be anything further from the truth. And I don't know about Lane. I've never worked for him, but I know like Coach Spurrier was actually like a research manual for me. I would see a situation in a game and I'd go in and say, what do you think about this? What would you not want to see here? What would you really hope somebody doesn't run in this situation? And most of the time it would be something that was not the way I would have approached it. Because they just see it from a different lens. And again, not having worked for him, I can't say for sure, but I can just tell his knowledge of the game is not just limited to offense or quarterbacks. He's just got a great feel for it all.
Yeah, Brad, you know, we got the chance to talk. I was there all week at Media Days talking to a lot of players, and you did too. I was impressed with John Mateer coming in at Oklahoma. And Jim Nagy was there, and I didn't get a chance to talk to him, but he's the GM at Oklahoma. It looks like a lot of schools tried to upgrade, but guys like Lane Kiffin, I'm with Coach, people forget how much time they probably spend in the backfield in practice with the defense, watching and learning how to attack an offense. You're there at practice every day. The defensive line and Pete Golding, he's been having 8 to 10 trustable defensive linemen, SEC caliber. Is that going to be the case this year?
Well, we heard from Pete Golding in a fireside chat or an interview he did, and forgive me, I forget the podcast, but I thought it was really good. And different people surrounding Pete Golding has said that he does not think there'll be a step back for this Ole Miss defense. I find that incredibly hard to believe because of the talent that went off the NFL with Walter Nolan, J.J. Pegues, Jared Ivey, Prince Liamami Ellen. I mean, the list goes on. And, you know, you look at the defense now, they've got Prince Well, Imami Ellen, who is going to be playing the butt linebacker position, Deshaun Womack, the transfer out of LSU. But the defensive front, I mean, you've got names like Xavier Harris, Jamarius Brown, players like Will Eccles, Cam Franklin, Jeffrey Rush, Cameron Beavers. They're all going to have to step up and take some really big roles. Now, they've had some snaps. They've been limited because they couldn't break through to that incredible defensive front that Ole Miss had last year. Answer your question, I think Pete Golding's been really good for Ole Miss. I think Ole Miss fans have a reason to believe him and a reason to trust him until they hear otherwise. I mean, he has been as good. Someone asked me, when's the last defense corner had at Ole Miss better than Pete Golding? And I think you have to go back maybe to 1992, when 93, when Joe Lee Dunn had the number one defense in the country.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't know if anyone has been quote unquote better than Pete Golding. Real quick, I want to say something about Oklahoma before we get out of here.
Yeah.
I was told that Oklahoma very much could be the team in the weeds. And Mateer, we've heard about him. I was with you, Rob. I was very impressed with him.
Very much.
I'm not ready to crown them SEC champions by any stretch, but I don't know that enough people are talking about Oklahoma. Yeah. And my thing, and what I've said all along, is Ole Miss is scheduled. If you look when they open with Georgia State, the key for me for Ole Miss having a good season versus a great season is going to be Saturday, October 25th, when Ole Miss goes on the road to face Oklahoma. That's following up a road trip to Georgia. Now, if chalk holds, Ole Miss should be underdogs in two games, probably LSU at home and then Georgia on the road. They could be an underdog at Norman, depending on where that game is. So that may be three. I've said all along, the over-under's 8.5 for Ole Miss. I'm going 9-3, 10-2 if they can win on the road at Oklahoma. I think LSU and Georgia is going to be difficult. And, you know, Oklahoma's a team to where I think they have circled that Ole Miss game. And why I think that's important to them, because I think their back's against the wall from a coaching standpoint, from a playing standpoint. I think Mateer's going to be good. I don't know that I'm going all Chris Dorian and he's going to win the Heisman, but I think he's going to be good. I think that's a game that Oklahoma feels like they have to have. It's an SEC team at home. There's going to be a great crowd. It's an early game in Norman, and so I think that's a huge game for Oklahoma. Now back to your original point. I think Pete Golding's been great, and I think there will be a drop-off. May not be as precipitous as I think, but on paper, it's pretty big.
Yeah, it is, and I got a chance to talk to a lot of Oklahoma people. Brandon Drum, OU insider, he knows Jackson Arnold really well, and I got to talk to Jackson a good bit there with him because they're very close. You know, the quarterback position is so critical, and when you have a head coach like Lane Kiffin who's so good at developing the quarterbacks and understands all parts of the game, it makes a huge difference. All right, before you go, let people know how they can follow all the content that you're putting out, and let them know also where the location is exactly isn't it right there by the Mike Starnes Center where y'all set up your studio before every game?
Well, it's due west of Vaught Hemingway City, in between the Pavilion and Vaught Hemingway.
Okay.
And that's where we'll be pregame, before every game. And we really enjoy doing that. You can also follow us at Brad Logan COTE on Twitter/X. That's where we'll post all of our we do a podcast a couple times a week, the Red and Blue Crew podcast. I do that with David Johnson, and also our collaboration with Talk of Champions. That's of course the On3/Rival site, and that's at Rebel Grove. They just recently transitioned over from the Ole Miss Spirit to Rebel Grove, so I'm excited about the partnership I have with them.
That'll be huge. We'll have to definitely get you back on again. You are one of the best and most prepared people we ever bring on this show. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Crawfish season is finally here, and your number one crawfish supplier is ready now with two locations. The Landshark and the Velvet Ditch Seafood Daiquiri and Sports Bar, North Mississippi's largest crawfish supplier. The Velvet Ditch Seafood's delicious menu features prime filet, char-grilled oysters, crab legs, shrimp, lobster, catfish, and specialty cocktails and daiquiris. For Oxford's best seafood, choose the Landshark off Jackson Avenue behind Chick-fil-A and the Velvet Ditch Seafood Daiquiri and Sports Bar, University Avenue at South Lamar. Your number one crawfish supplier in North Mississippi.
I tell my kids, you do your part, I'll do mine. That's teamwork. It's the same thing I tell my clients. It's their job to get well. It's my job to get them the most money possible to do just that. I want you to get back to enjoying the life we all love here in North Mississippi. If you're hurt in a traffic accident, an 18-wheeler wreck, or have insurance trouble, call 601-720-3541. That's my cell. If you call, I'll answer.
Make your first call to the Hearn Law Firm.
It is a place which exerts an extraordinary pull on all who have walked its hallowed ground. Thousands come each year, and yet no one ever really leaves. Ole Miss is for life, a major university with the familiar intimacy of family. Friendships that are more than friendships, moments that are more than moments. An autumn celebration on a Saturday afternoon in the Grove. Contests waged and triumphs savored. With our largest freshman class, soaring honors college, national reputation for academics and research, our pride is overflowing. Today, more than ever, for all who have ever called this magical place home, you never leave Ole Miss.
You've been listening to the Red and Blue Crew podcast with your hosts, David Johnson and Brad Logan, the source for all Ole Miss sports news, rumors, and innuendo. From the Inside the Rebels studios, join us next time right here on the Red and Blue Crew podcast.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.